Joined now by Blue Claws first baseman Jim Murphy. And Jim, first off, congratulations on the season you're having. 20 home runs, leading the team, tied for the league lead. How's everything working for you?
It's been a solid year, pretty much overall. I got off to a slow start first, about 20 games or so. Started slow and, you know, just kind of talked with Legger, talked with Manzo, talked with my hitting coordinators, and basically just like, you know, go out and play. And I've been doing that since, and it's been successful.
When you, after spring training, you get the word you're going to come back to Lakewood this year. What was your goal when you heard that, you know, coming back, you were here in 09. What was your goal coming into this year, and what have you done differently that you've been so much more successful this time around?
I wanted to have a lot of fun and, you know, just play for, like, this could be my last year. And the fact is that if I got sent back down here this year and didn't play well, it could have been my last professional year. And I wanted to play again. I wanted to play another full season, and I want to play for another 10, 12, 15 years. And, you know, just coming back and having a good time with the guys and just playing ball like it's fun again. It's really worked out well.
You are the franchise record holder in home runs and RBIs, and with 20 home runs this season, you now trail Juan Richardson by just 2 for the single season franchise record for the Blue Claws. Did you know any of that? Does any of that mean anything to you?
I mean, I've heard it, you know, come out from from Jambo or from Dave or for whoever, but you know, just says, yeah, you know, you just passed Howard on the all time list or something like that, and it's cool, man. It's definitely, you know, names you've heard before, and it's fun to kind of be in like a little chase like this just for the organization and for you know, the Blue Claws, and it's fun, man. I'd love to have a single season record. That'd be fun.
Who are some of your favorite guys that you've played with, maybe that you've to watch play, or you know, just in the clubhouse?
You know, I love Batts, man. Steven Batts was one of my favorites. I love Moose, Travis Matera, little Aussie buddy Schoenberger. I was fortunate enough to play with all of those guys. But my all-time favorite teammate that I had was Brendan Ocasion from 09. We played together here in Lakewood, and he was so much fun, man. He's over the top, fun to be around, and Brendan Ocasion is probably my number one favorite teammate.
What's the deal with the mustache? You plan on keeping it for a while. What sparked it? Just the story behind it overall.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, my girl said she thinks I'd look good in a mustache, and that was about 2 months ago, and I grew it out a little bit, and it started to look all right, and then, you know, 3 weeks went by, and it actually came in pretty good, and then it kept it. My average went up about 40 points in the process, too, so I said, I'm keeping it, man. And she likes it, so it's good.
You know, looking forward 15 years, whatever, when you're winding down, what do you see yourself doing after baseball?
Coaching baseball. I don't like anything else. You know, this is kind of what – I grew up wanting to do. I wanted to play it for as long as I could, and when I can't play it anymore, I want to coach it or be involved somehow in the game. I don't know if that's, you know, coaching or scouting or you know, who knows what, but something in the game. Probably managing minor leagues and hopefully making up to the big leagues as a manager too.
You've been around a lot of guys who've spent their lives around baseball. Right now, your entire coaching staff, you know, baseball lifers. Greg Legge said the same thing. Said 1 year he was down in spring training with the Phillies, and they sort of said to him, what do you think about coaching? He wasn't moving around too great. And he was like, I don't really like anything else. Do you ever, you know, talk to them about maybe one day doing that? Or right now you're just more focused on yourself?
You know what I have? I've talked to Troop a little bit about it. I've talked to Legger a little bit. I talked to Kevin Jordan last year when we were in Clearwater together when he was my hitting coach. And, yeah, it's something I've talked to him about. You know, they all say they think I make a good coach, and I think I would too. I think I got the patience and the attitude and the mindset for it. So, I mean, like I said, 10 years down the line, I'd love to be coaching somewhere.
What's going to be your lasting memories here in Lakewood? You've had, you know, almost 2 full seasons now here as a member of the Blue Claws.
Probably, you know, the fan support. You know, recently, especially as of late this season, you know, the season I'm having, it's been real successful, and they've responded really well to it. They, you know, they stand up and cheer every time I hit. You know, I hear my name called out a lot in the stands, and you know, it's fun, man. It seems like there's a buzz when I come up to the plate, and I really enjoy that. And that'll probably be my lasting memory from Lakewood, and hitting the top of the chain link fence in left center will be my own.
Yeah, how many home runs do you think you've been robbed by this spacious ballpark here, First Energy Park?
I don't like thinking about it. I'll drive myself insane. So I don't know. At least 5 or 6 this year.
Last thing, you were just touching on it a little bit. You are one of the most popular players here, certainly this season, but probably ever as a Blue Claw. How does that, you know, do you ever think that would ever happen?
I didn't know if it would happen. I do think I'm easily drawn to just because of my stature, and now I have a mustache, so that draws some attention. But, you know, I'm pretty outgoing with fans, and, you know, I'll sign autographs, and I'll talk to whoever, and I'm not overly surprised that I'm a favorite. I am surprised at how much support I have been getting. I never expected it, but I do love it, and it's very fun to play here with the fan support that I do get.
All right, well, Jim, we'll let you go. Get back to work. Good luck the rest of the way. You guys are making a little push here in the second half, and hopefully things keep going your way.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to stick around here and try to win another championship like we did in 09, and, you know, that's the goal of the players and coaches. So hopefully that little winning streak keeps rolling.
All right, Jim, thanks a lot.
Thank you.